What I'm hearing is we want to be part of any decision, and as a longtime faculty member, I resonate with that. The faculty, in some sense, are the university. They embody the values of the institution. They embody the knowledge base. They are what make the university. They, because of what they do in their individual disciplines within their departments, have more insight than any of us in leadership have to what's the best strategy for moving forward. Our role is to capture their insights, to understand them, and then to work within the constraints that we have financially and otherwise to move the institution forward.
How have you been able to address their concerns and their comments? Have you been able to in this short amount of time?
One of the early conversations we had was around pension reform. And I think in formulating the positions that we have taken when we've been asked to do so, we've tried to consider their viewpoints on what might work. And I think we've been fairly effective in doing that.
On the issue of pension reform, this past month, more faculty and staff did retire from Illinois' community colleges and state universities than in recent memory. And for the three campuses at the University of Illinois, retirements for the last fiscal year topped 1,000. A large number of people leaving their jobs comes a few months after Governor Quinn introduced a plan that would leave state employees, university workers, and teachers with smaller pensions. With fewer trained and skilled staff on all three campuses, what will this mean for the university in the next semester?
I think it means that we have opportunities, perhaps larger than in the normal year, to re-energize our campus, to choose to make directional changes as appropriate, and that's the responsibility at the local level to figure out what that is. It also gives us the opportunity to ask the question, where we had two staff doing this previously, could we, with technology, do that same job with less input, and thus control cost and tuition increases and so forth.
Do you see a lot of people sort of taking on multiple roles in the next year because of all this?
I do. I think that we have a long tradition in units when there are retirements that others step in to make sure that the programmatic needs are met, that the quality remains constant. But at the same time, we may well find ourselves needing to bring some people back, if they're willing to fill in on a part-time basis. And as you well know, perhaps the legislature did put some boundaries around that. And as we have those conversations going forward a year from now, we'll be very conscious of those boundaries.
What is your plan right now in terms of tuition?
The Board of Trustees put in place a policy, I think 2 years ago now, thinking back when it took place, that constrains the increases in tuition to indices that indicate cost of living and cost of education. And my goal would be to stay within those boundaries. As costs increase, inevitably tuition reflects that. If we go through a period of minimal cost increase, one would hope we'd have minimal tuition increases.
The university has had a rough period over the last few years, marked by the admissions scandal, the enrollment management policy that was highly criticized, resignations of two presidents. What do you say to prospective students who look at the U of I and, you know, ask themselves, why should I go here? This place doesn't necessarily seem to have its act together.
University of Illinois is a very robust organization, and the true values of the university lie within the faculty. They lie within the staff, the very competent staff. They lie within the department leadership and college leadership and campus leadership. I think those institutions, those individuals are incredibly strong. The ship, if you will, is rock solid, and I have absolutely no problem telling anyone that this is still a great institution.